we're back to the Neil Haley show. And, you know, we talk about music, photography, and an author. This man's the man to talk about. So I'm excited to welcome him, Dave Combs. Dave, how are you? What's going on, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. This has been a wonderful spring day here in North Carolina. I'm in Winston-Salem, and so we're enjoying this beautiful spring weather, and so I'm feeling great.
You got to feel great, and that's the fun thing is feeling great. And let's kind of go, you know, specifically enough into your background, and let's talk about the book you wrote, okay?
Okay, well, just real quickly, I'm an East Tennessee hillbilly, I guess you could call me. I was born in the mountains of East Tennessee, along with other folks like Dolly Parton and a few other famous country music folks. But I'm from Irwin, Tennessee, near Johnson City to Asheville, up in the mountains. Okay. And if you're a Tennessee native, it is a state law that you have to play an instrument. You know, music is really important in Tennessee. I'm just kidding, of course. But I grew up around music all my life. My mother and father both played. My granny Combs, she played this auto harp, which this is actually her auto harp that she gave me in her will. And so music's been a big part of me. I went to school at East Tennessee State University, got a math degree, physics minor, worked in the computer center for 4 years. And so I'm a technology-oriented person career-wise. I got a job at Western Electric, which was an arm of the Bell system that, you know, was a big part of the manufacturing of stuff for all the telephones.
Right.
But technology has been my career all through my professional career.
Okay.
But underlying all of that was always my music. I love music. It's like any hobby that you have. You know, it stays with you, hopefully, all your whole life. So my music was with me the whole time, and it still is. And so I wrote a song when I was 33 years old, and it became very popular. I got it recorded, played on the radio all over the country, and now it's heard all over the world. It's called Rachel's Song. And that song basically changed my life, changed my career path. And that's what the subject of my book's all about. It's called Touched by the Music. That's my book. And it's just full of that journey of my music leading up to a little bit up to the song, writing of Rachel's song. And then from the writing of it, that whole explosion of activities that takes place once you get the light bulb goes off and you find your niche and your thing you really want to go with in your life. And so I quit my job at AT&T in 1992, left that career behind, and did nothing but my music since then. So I have 14 albums of music I've created. I've got, you know, 11 piano music books that I've created from those albums. And now I've got this book that I've written as well that tells the stories.
All right.
So it's been quite a...
What kind of pianos do you have in your house?
I have this Steinway Grand back here behind.
I knew you'd say Steinway. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was my dream piano. You know, that was the first purchase that I made once I made enough money with my music business to do so. I went and bought my brand new Steinway piano. That was in 1991, I believe it was. And so it took me that long to save up enough money to get it, but it is still a beautiful piano. And then on the other side over here is a keyboard. It's a synthesizer so that my wife and I can play stuff together. She plays the piano, and so we'll play duets together just for fun. But music is a big part of my life.
And so you said you wrote piano books, so you teach other people to play the piano too then, right?
Part of
the
Well, now, though, these are piano transcription books, so that when somebody hears one of my songs, like Rachel's song, on an album, most piano players would say, I'd like to play that for myself. Mm-hmm. So you go to, like you used to, you'd hear a real pretty song on the radio, and you'd go to the music store and say, do you have the sheet music for that song that's popular on the radio right now? And now they almost have it instantly, but back then it would take a while, but you'd eventually get it. Well, that was great for piano players because then you could play that song yourself on your own piano at your own leisure. And so I knew that was what piano players like to do. So I took all of my albums, all my original music, transcribed them note for note so that what you hear on the recording is exactly what is written down in the piano music book. Now, that took hours and hours and hours of work.
Sure.
But in the end, the people love it because they can play it and they sound just like the artist Gary Prim on my album. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing for the musicians of the world. But I'm not teaching them how to play. I'm assuming they already know how to play the piano before they buy my book. So
the book is like the to play those songs. Got it.
Yes. So they have to be
able to do it. And yes. So the book, your current book, is that the same thing, or that's
no? This is a book of it's about 78 different little short stories of my journey of how I wrote Rachel's song, how I got its name, how it got recorded, how it got played on the radio, then how it got sold all across the entire country in gift shops, over 1,000 gift shops across the country. Oh, wow. Carried my music and sold it. And
so
then,
what do you hope that people read your short stories are going to give you? What's your hope for them?
I hope that they're inspired. My Jack Canfield wrote the foreword to my book. Okay. And he said that he found this book to be a very inspiring book and kind of a primer, as he said, for how to get something out there from almost nothing to spreading it over the whole country. And so it really is a sequence of stories. You can look at it as a book for entrepreneurs, because I just took one song and took that then and created a 14 albums worth and created a good living selling my music all over the country. So there's an entrepreneurial story here. But then there's also the inspirational stories in there about the ways the music has touched people's lives and helped them in many, many different ways. And I've gotten over 50,000 letters from people about my music over the year. 50,000. 50,000.
Tremendous. Yeah, so you really had an amazing thing, and you're hoping the people that read your book will get those entrepreneurial dreams. And
yes, so I want them to be inspired to chase their dreams, and don't let anybody steal your dream. You know, follow and take some action, and maybe kind of see how I handle some of the difficulties. And, you know, it's never a straight line from A to B when you're trying to build your own business or do anything with podcasts or anything. You have to learn, and you try, and you do this and that. And as you well know,
this journey in 12 years of doing my radio, TV, and podcasting will be 13 in December. I interviewed about 8,000 people, but when I first started, I had no idea. Now I can just go have a conversation with somebody. I don't know where it's going to go. I just at least have a couple talking points in my head and I go. And I'm the king of the follow-up questions. So whatever I hear, it leads me down the direction of where to go next. A lot of people allow the person being interviewed to lead everything. It's my thought process. Where do they want to go next? And now we're really talking entrepreneurship. My eyes light up and I say, you know what? There's a dream. You manifest that dream. You say you're going to end up doing it and you take action. The biggest thing, Dave, is they think, okay, I'm going to have a number one album, or I'm going to do this or that, but they don't take action steps to get there. They have a dream, but they don't have the action steps to make it happen. And I think Beyond the Secret taught that too, for sure.
I have one quote, if you can quote me on this, that I love to say, is that you can never make the right turn if you're not moving. Now, the analogy is, if you ever sit in the parking lot, turn your car on, sit there in your steering wheel, you can turn it all day long, you're not going anywhere. You will never be able to turn and make the right move until you're moving forward. Correct. So that's true for life as well. If you have an idea, a business, a spark for something, don't just sit there and think about it. You got to get off your duff and go do something with it. Now, you may make a wrong turn. Well, there's such a thing as backing up and try to make another turn. Nothing is, you know, really totally final with all your decisions, but you just try to make all the right ones and do the best you can. But you've got to be moving to make the right turn.
I love it. And where can people pick up the book and learn more about you? Where can they go?
Well, I have a website I've made it very simple, kind of a landing page where when you go there, you're going to see my picture of my book cover on the left-hand side. And underneath it's going to be a link that says go to Amazon.com and you can look at the book, buy it as a paperback, Kindle book, or listen to me read it for 8 hours on an Audible book. And on the right-hand side of the page is a picture of my CD of Rachel's song, the song that got all this started. And underneath it's going to be a link that says go to Amazon. You can check out the CD. You can buy the CD, or you can download the MP3 file. Or if you're an Amazon Music subscriber, you can stream it someplace.
Awesome.
And in the middle of my homepage, just to make it really simple, there's a link that says play Rachel's song. So all this talk about Rachel's song, after they get through listening to this podcast, I want them to go straight. Do not stop. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Do right straight and play Rachel's song from either your phone or your laptop or whatever. And it's right on the middle of my website. Just click that link. And that's the original recording of Rachel's song, the High Fidelity, the real deal.
So what are you touring to a lot?
No, I am a composer. The music that I write is performed and arranged by a musician named Gary Prim in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
We managed to connect a long time ago in Nashville when he recorded the demo recording for me of Rachel's song.
So who sung Rachel's song? Who sung Rachel's song?
He said it's all instrumental. All of my music is instrumental. Mm-hmm. And which is another thing too, because it doesn't matter whether it's in English, you're in an English speaking country or not. Because the number two country in the entire world that loves my music, believe it or not, is Brazil. In fact, I'm having a conversation tomorrow with a gentleman from São Paulo, Brazil, and he's going to talk to me about why my music is popular in Brazil. Okay. I have no idea, except that it's instrumental and they love it.
Because you're motivated, you work hard, you put the time in, and thank you again for stopping by.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.